Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The sexual revolution has at long last reached the Olympics. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard will become the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympics later this summer. That means that a biological man will compete against biological women in the women's weightlifting competition. It should be obvious that men have a physical advantage over women athletes. The co-founder of Save Women's Sports Australia said that men outperform women on every single metric: speed, stamina, and strength. Many female weightlifters who've performed against Hubbard have complained about this advantage and have said that it was like a bad joke. Women's sports are disappearing in the name of equality and fairness, and it's happening at the behest of LGBT activists who've proven that they're not interested in equality or fairness for everyone.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.